This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today is a day of mourning in Azerbaijan for the victims of the air crash that killed 38 people yesterday. What exactly caused the crash is still unknown. A delay in the trial of a man accused of plotting to kill President-elect Trump in South Florida. The AP's Shelley Adler.
A federal judge ruled that Ryan Ruth's trial will begin September 8th instead of the previously scheduled February 10th, 2025 start date. The 58-year-old Hawaii resident has pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors say Ruth methodically plotted to kill Trump for weeks before aiming a rifle through the shrubbery as Trump played golf this past September at his West Palm Beach Country Club. Before Trump came into view, Ruth was spotted by a Secret Service agent. Ruth allegedly aimed his rifle at the agent, who opened fire, causing Ruth to drop his weapon and flee without firing a shot. Prosecutors say he left behind a note describing his intentions. I'm Shelley Adler.
A taxicab hit six pedestrians in Midtown Manhattan yesterday, say authorities. Three of the injured were taken to hospitals. All were in stable condition. Police say the taxi driver may have suffered a medical episode. The West Coast is continuing to see stormy weather. Rainfall totals along the Oregon and Northern California coast could hit 8 inches or more. The East Coast will be mostly dry with mild temperatures. Somebody could get very rich tomorrow. The AP's Julie Walker.
Mega Millions lottery officials estimate the next jackpot to be a whopping $1.15 billion after no one matched all six numbers during the Christmas Eve drawing.
Now, let's see if I can make you a billionaire tonight.
There were lots of winners for smaller amounts. Meanwhile, the next drawing is Friday. That $1.15 billion.
This is AP News. Britain's King Charles III is thanking healthcare workers who have cared for him. The AP's Rika Ann Garcia.
King Charles III used his annual Christmas message to highlight health workers at the end of a year in which both he and the Princess of Wales were diagnosed with cancer. Charles spoke at the Fitzrovia Chapel in central London, which was part of the now-demolished Middlesex Hospital, where his first wife, Diana, opened London's first dedicated ward for those with AIDS. In keeping with the King's desire to go into the community, he tasked speech organizers with finding a site away from the royal estate. After the broadcast of the Christmas message, the royal family was seen attending Christmas Day services at a church in Sandringham Estate. The King walked with Queen Camilla, while Prince William, Kate, and their three children followed. Kate was also seen hugging a cancer patient after the service. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.